I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday any nation's conventional attack on Russia that is supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The threat was clearly aimed at discouraging the West from allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with longer-range weapons and appears to significantly lower the threshold for the possible use of Russia's nuclear arsenal. Ukraine's president urged world leaders on Wednesday not to seek an alternative to true peace to end the war with Russia, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In his address at Day 2 of the United Nations General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging world leaders to stand with his country and seek real peace when it comes to Russia's war.
Any parallel or alternative attempts to seek peace are, in fact, efforts to achieve a lull instead of an end to the war.
Zelensky says Russia needs to be forced into peace. He's facing growing pressure from some allies and some Ukrainians to negotiate a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia's president is not attending the UNGA. Instead, the foreign minister is. Julie Walker, New York.
The Israeli army chief says the military is preparing for a possible ground operation in Lebanon. He made the statement on Wednesday as Hezbollah hurled dozens of projectiles into Israel, including a missile aimed at Tel Aviv that was the militant group's deepest strike yet. The Lebanese health minister said Israeli strikes on Wednesday killed more than 50 people. That raised the death toll from the past 3 days to more than 600, with more than 2,000 people wounded. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says fighting between Israel and Hezbollah threatens to become an all-out war. The president made the comments on Wednesday as his top diplomat, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other advisors are working behind the scenes, pressing for a temporary ceasefire to calm the escalating conflict. Blinken says the administration is quote-unquote intensely engaged with partners to ease tensions and work to get a ceasefire agreement. As cases of Mpox continue to rise across the African continent, public health experts and world leaders are sounding the alarm and say more needs to be done to contain the viral outbreak. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ojala reports.
While the number of confirmed Mpox cases in countries like Kenya is low at 7 reported cases, the same can't be said about other nations. So far, 15 countries in Africa are assessed as having active outbreaks of Mpox, including the latest to report a case, Morocco. Samuel Boland is the Mpox Incident Manager for the World Health Organization Regional Office for Africa. He says that while the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi account for almost 90% of confirmed cases, more instances are popping up in other countries.
DRC and Burundi especially affected, but also Cameroon, Central African Republic, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Republic of Congo, Liberia, Uganda, Kenya, Gabon, Rwanda, South Africa, and Guinea.
Formerly known as monkeypox, the viral disease can spread between people through close contact, according to the World Health Organization, and occasionally via objects and areas that have been touched by a person with Mpox. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Thailand's king has endorsed a marriage equality bill passed by parliament earlier this year, officially making the kingdom the first country in Southeast Asia to recognize marriages of same-sex couples. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Scenes of celebration on the streets of Bangkok on Wednesday after Thailand approved a marriage equality law. It's the culmination of 2 decades of work by activists, work that won the royal endorsement of Thailand's king on Tuesday night. Thailand, one of Asia's most popular tourist destinations, is already known for its LGBT culture and tolerance. The bill will come into force in January.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.